Radio Split Ranch.
Hello and welcome once again to Radio Split Ranch, a monthly visit with the Capital Region's great broadcasters of the past and sometimes present. I'm Warren Garling when I'm not on the radio. And I haven't been on the radio regularly for more than 3 years now, but I'm lucky enough to have kept in touch with some of the greatest broadcasters from northeastern New York and adjacent western New England over the last 50 years or more. And even luckier that many have agreed to visit with me here at the Radio Split Ranch and share their stories. Now, you're asking yourself, what qualifies you to reach into the hearts and souls of these talented individuals and get them to admit it wasn't fame nor fortune that drew them into a career in radio or television? And to that, I'd answer, read my memoir. You'll find yourself laughing with me and at me while reading I'll Have to Ask My Mom. It's available through Amazon.com and as an audiobook at Audible.com. I hope you'll help support my retirement and pick up a copy today. You can actually do it while you listen to my conversation this month with a guy you'll remember from both radio and television here in the Northeast. I had the pleasure of working with him on the old Oldies 99.5 FM back in the early 90s. So sit back or continue your exercise routine or keep eating your Cheerios while we enjoy talking with Tom Maley. Sitting with a gentleman I haven't seen since he was standing in front of a Stewart store about 10 years ago, but we'll get to that eventually. But I did get a chance to work with for a while back in the 90s. Tom Maley is in with us today. Tom,
what
thanks for coming.
What a pleasure to be here. Well, thank you for having me. I assumed, and I think I'm wrong, but I assumed if once you called me to be on this that you were pretty much wrapping it up and you had hit the bottom of the list.
Yeah, I'm winding down. Yeah, you can tell.
He's got one hand on the plug ready to pull it, just in case it goes sideways.
Well, you know, it's funny because a bunch of guys that I see all the time I haven't interviewed yet, and I know they're sitting there going, where am I on this list? You know, and really, the to be very honest with you, when I first started doing this, I said, I got to get some of the old guys in here. I didn't get a chance to talk with somebody like Dick Wood, and he was on my list, and I saw him every other month or so, and my good friend Mark Kaplan also passed, and so
Uncle
these are
Fred.
People, Uncle Fred. Some of these guys just, I'm working on it, and not that you're in that age group yet. I understand you're one of the young ones in the bunch so far. So anyway, but it's great to have you here, and I appreciate you taking the time this evening. Let's, as I do with most of the interviews, start back where you got intrigued by this crazy business, even though you knew you weren't going to be a millionaire in it. So what was your introduction to radio or the thought that maybe this might be fun?
I grew up in Horseheads, which is down around Elmira Corning.
Okay.
And there were a couple of guys on the radio down there who, it was all AM back then, and I had one of the old transistor radios with the one white earplug that was huge that your ear would ache after a while, and I would sneak that into bed at night, and you'd just lay on the pillow on that one earplug, and you could listen to these guys at night, and they were hilarious, and I kind of fell in love with radio.
Mm-hmm. How old do you think you were at the time?
12, probably.
Okay, sounds about right.
Yeah. And then it just, by the time I was 16, I got my first job running boards and doing things.
There you go.
Gotta love small market.
Yeah, absolutely. And they were great, great training grounds, obviously.
It was fabulous. Yeah, and it was, I mean, formats that, well, one format that no longer exists anymore. And I was really excited to be here because I wanted to add to the list of call letters that you've assembled over all these podcasts.
Yeah, yeah.
So these, I don't think you've had these yet. So I started in 74, I was a junior in high school. I started on WIQT.
Yeah, that's a new one.
That was a beautiful music AM station.
Okay.
Now, two from Ferranti and Teicher.
There you go. Right in Horseheads?
Right in Horseheads. It was 2 blocks from my house. I could walk to work.
Well, there you go.
So snowstorms, you know, all those things. Call Maley, he said.
Yeah, he's right nearby.
And the FM was WQIX. And that was a country station.
Wow. Okay.
So that was my ground through high school.
And you did a little bit on each of those?
It was on both of them.
Okay. All right.
And that was great training. I ran boards, got to record Paul Harvey.
Okay, all right.
And then figure out what to do when you forgot to record Paul Harvey and the slot was coming up.
Exactly.
Tell me you haven't done it.
I think all of us have. And everybody that's preceded you in that seat right there. How about anything else? News? Or did you try anything else related to...
No, I was jockeying on both stations. Okay, cool. I did. The closest I got was... Corning used to host an LPGA tournament, and so we would take turns going up there, and then we'd come back and write a little report, and we'd get a little sound and record some things for the next day.
Yeah,
but mainly we were just playing music, and I, you know, learning that sort of a craft as a young lad, saying way too much and stupid things.
Exactly, and still in high school like I was.
Yep. Okay. And I did that through my senior year, and went to college. And
where'd you go to school?
I went to Niagara University for a year.
Okay.
For theater, and I saw people way more talented than me not getting jobs in New York, and I said, you know, I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and so I transferred to Buffalo State, and I went to school there for communications, and actually, another call letter alert, I actually got to work for a couple of years on WYSL.
Okay, now that one I've heard of.
Yeah. it was big call letters in Buffalo, but on sort of on the tail end of, you know, the FMs were really starting to take over then, because that was in the late 70s.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that when you first went to college, you got into the theater program. Is it because there was no communications program, or were you thinking of theater?
No, I was
at the
thinking
time?
Of theater.
Okay. In high school, you
did
the
plays? A lot of theater, and I did a lot through college and after, but it's... I felt a friend of mine who, did many things in life said, you're going to fill quotas along the way and then you'll move on. And I kind of filled that and moved on.
Okay. There you go.
But, you know, now I'm back at it doing some other things.
I'm sure I've mentioned this before on here because I'm bound to repeat myself and forget that I'm repeating myself. But I was in high school. I was in junior and senior high school plays all the time, like two a year, you know, and I loved it. Except the memorization. I had a terrible time memorizing. And so when they asked me to help out at the GY 100th anniversary radio play, I said, well, this is right up my alley. I can act, but don't ask me to memorize. But for that reason, I've never been in a play since senior high.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I just never went out for a play. I thought that the memorization part for me just is a no-brainer. I'm not going to be able to do it. So
if it's stressful, why would you want to
do it? Exactly. Right? When it was, you know, back then I kind of felt, well, I got a little pressure from, you know, the chorus director and the you know, directors of the plays, because they liked what I did on stage. They had no idea how long it was taking me to go off book, as they said, you know, and memorize the play. So quit that. But it was fun while it lasted. Anyway.
Oh yeah,
and it had a lot of memories, needless to say.
Yeah, and it's helped me with a lot of things. You know, just helped me with TV stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you're in Buffalo.
Buffalo. Yep. I graduated. Got a it was, you know, here's a little radio insight that you've had many times on this show. I was making $250 a week at the Big Whistle in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends back at WQIX and Horseheads offered me $250 a week, where I could live at home and less expensive, to come back and work on the country station. So I did.
Okay.
I came back. I'd been doing all the like winter breaks and all these things. So I filled in a lot college, except until I got the full-time job at Whistle.
Yeah.
But I came back and we just chose a new name.
Okay.
So I was Jackson Hill. From
Jackson
South Dakota.
Hill. Okay.
And
Jackson Hill. Where did that come from?
There's a Jackson Hill in the area.
Ah, so you decide to name yourself after
a local landmark. And so I was there for a couple of years and then got a chance to do some radio and TV across town at WENY.
Okay.
Weenie,
there you go.
So I did a shift there, and I did sports.
Almost as bad as Wonderful Wino from George Carlin.
George Carlin, that's right. Weenie. I worked the Weenie for the 3 years, and learned a lot and started my TV career.
Okay.
And
So how did was there a TV station attached?
WENY TV. Yeah. It was an AM/FM TV combo.
Gotcha. Much like GY.
Yes.
GFM and
back at that time. Yeah. Yeah. And I left there in 85 and moved up here.
Okay.
And I came up with one of the managers from ENY. I came up and we turned an old there was a station at 1460 in Del Mar.
Okay.
And it was just playing headline news.
Yeah. Yep.
Except for some news in the morning. Mm-hmm. And we turned it into a talker and hired a bunch of crazy people. Well, and some nice people. Art Murphy, who was on GY for years. Yeah. We hired Art in the market.
Remember that name? Yeah.
What a guy.
Yeah.
And so that lasted. A couple of guys from Jersey owned it.
Okay.
And I think about 11 months into that, the checks started to slow down.
Yeah.
And that, you know, I'm not ever going to be the smartest guy in the room. But
yeah, but if that's happening, maybe there's a problem here.
Yeah, there's a flaw in this recipe. Yeah. Yeah. And so I looked around and I ended up across the street at WQBK.
Okay, sure.
And I was program director there and did mornings with Bob McDougall.
I'll be darned. Okay. I didn't realize you'd been in management.
Yeah.
You start wearing a tie.
Well, that's when I came up here. That's I was in management up at CN too. Okay. The 1460. So, gotcha. But it was a great chance. The Berksons that owned it were terrific.
Yeah.
I met one of my favorite people of my entire life, Steve Fitz.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And he and his wife Peggy and my wife and I traveled long after I left there. We used to travel together. He, marvelous man. And so I did 3 years there. And I want to say in 1980, I guess it was 88.
Okay.
Channel 6 did a contest for an afternoon movie show.
Okay.
Remember that?
I think I do, now that
and
you mention it.
They got all kinds of press and all these people showed up. And when I first came to town, I joined this comedy troupe. And the very first Albany, I was in a comedy troupe in a hotel downtown.
Okay.
Drew Jacobs.
Oh, sure.
Was involved in that.
Absolutely.
John DeCrosta. No, who's a big stand-up now. He's from Schenectady.
Okay, okay.
Maybe Shelma. But he now does, he travels all over the world doing stand-up still.
Nice.
But John was in it. And so I met all these nice people. So I had a bizarre character I had done, which I can't do anymore, and I wouldn't do here. But I went and did it in the auditions for the TV show.
Ah.
And for some odd reason, They hired
Bingo.
Me.
Bingo. There you go.
So that's how I ended up at Channel 6 for 20 years.
That's crazy. Crazy
stuff. That show only lasted about a half a year, and then management said, you should be running a movie show and a network station. So they moved me up to TV, and, mm-hmm. you know, so mm-hmm. I lasted there for a long time. But it also got me in the door at WGY and
sure.
GYFM.
Sure, which
I
is...
I did mornings there
where
for
we
a, you
connected.
Know, a few years.
Yeah, when I came in part-time doing Saturdays... It was, I think, 92, maybe early 93. And so, yeah, that's where we connected.
Yeah.
And they were great times. We were still in the old original building.
Yep.
The FM studio had, I think, at one time been an upstairs control room overlooking the studio.
Correct.
Downstairs,
yep.
The TV studio. Yeah. So it was a pretty neat setup the way it was.
Yeah.
And occasionally I'd be on when Don Weeks was down the hall on the AM.
And I got to do his show a couple times.
Did you?
For some vacation
oh,
stuff.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. It was a great opportunity. And, you know, Harry Downey. And Chuck
guys.
And
sure,
know.
Joe, Mr. Gallagher.
Was
Joe already? Was he? Let's see. At that point, he probably.
I don't remember. I don't.
Okay.
I just didn't cross his paths because I would do mornings and then
okay.
then run down the hall and go to work.
Okay, which
doing
makes,
TV.
Makes sense. Yeah, yeah. So what were you doing after the movie thing? Where did the movie
they moved me
into...
up into the newsroom. I was doing
yeah.
features like, you know, good news
that's,
stories
that's
and,
what I thought.
And feature
yeah.
stuff. And then
yeah.
eventually they wisely, I mean, for about, I think, 12, 15 years, 12 years at least, they put me on the morning show with Eddie O'Brien.
Oh, yeah.
And I would do either, I would do stuff out in the street or and then and mm. and I went to weather school through Mississippi State and got a certificate in meteorology. And so when Kelly Cass, who's still on the Weather Channel, when she left us, and it was a ball with me and Eddie and Kelly. And when she left, they allowed me to just keep doing weather there. So it was
nice.
The two of us for a long time till I left for Stewart's, as you mentioned.
Yeah,
and we've come full circle.
We have from the few moments ago, yeah. Ed, I got a chance to work with at WTRY for a short time. And just a character like no other. Just the nicest guy you ever want to meet, but so quick and so funny. And
our newscast in the morning, and a lot of people said it, was basically because of both of where we both started.
Sure.
Was a radio show.
Yeah.
We're both, he was a year older than I am. Our birthdays were a day apart.
Ah.
And so all the, I mean, if we did a show that didn't reference the A-Team, now this was back a lot of years, but I mean, 15 years ago, but yeah. You know, all the TV, everything was the same for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we both started in radio around the same time. So it was an unusual mix.
Sure. But it worked.
Oh, obviously. It was great.
Yeah. And you were having a great time.
And I
there.
Used to tell him regularly that when I took over the morning show at WGY-FM,
mm-hmm.
Oldies 99.
At that time, yep.
WTRY got surpassed by our station.
There you go.
And,
there you go.
Yeah. And that was always a charming conversation.
Well, I was unceremoniously let go from Saturday mornings after 4 years at WTRY. And so when I got the opportunity to start doing Saturdays, just I said, well, I'll just show them what for. You know, I'll just come back and then over there and did this. I know the station did very well. Of course, it helped that we were FM, which was coming into its own.
Yeah,
certainly by that time, yeah, versus the AM, which is why they wound up eventually getting an FM and simulcasting for a while.
Right.
On TRY.
And I used to tell our mutual friend, Randy McCartan,
who
wasn't, I don't think he was there originally, but no. I tell him that my radio career ended when the river rolled in.
There you go.
Yeah. So I don't let him forget that.
Exactly. Exactly.
I blame him, but he had nothing to do with it.
Myself on Saturday mornings, and I want to say one other part-timer survived that, that takeover by the Dame Media Group when they came in. And I was thrilled because the new format of, you know, rock and roll without the hard edge to me was fine, you know,
and I
loved it. I remember the changeover day, though, the phone calls were just, what the heck? What's the river? What have you done to my station? You know, and it was quite interesting.
I won't say the manager's name, but a week or so before we all got notice that we were done, I asked one of the managers. And he said no. He didn't know anything.
Uh-huh.
And so then when they all let us go, I said to him, boy, you must be surprised. I am kind of a jerk, but
no, that has happened to many of us, needless to say, in this industry. There's nothing until and there were rumors. I mean, I heard the rumors too that the management change was coming and it meant there would be a format change as well. But at that point, being just part-time, it wasn't terribly bothering me if all of a sudden I was included in that group.
Yeah, I liked them, but I was doing TV too. So,
yes,
I mean, it wasn't, it wasn't like I had to set up a tent out front with, you know, the sign. I was okay.
That's good.
But
that's
there were
good.
So many nice people that I met while I was there. And, and the one, you know, the one kid, I popped the picture up on Facebook. He's not a kid anymore, but, Joey Rosati used to call us. A kid out of Glens Falls.
Okay.
And he came in, and I have a picture of me and Joey sitting at the board. So he ran the board. Well, he went on to work at Z100, I think, in the city.
New York
and he's
city.
Out and he's out in San Diego now, and he used
nice.
To and he's still and he was doing San Diego afternoons and part-time on a big K-Earth, I think, in
cool.
Los Angeles. I mean, the kid's he's great.
Yeah, nice stuff. And we've had some folks came through the TV through here as well. You probably did you ever get a chance to work with Mike Augustinak?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. He's big
Minnesota
time,
Mike.
Big deal out in Minnesota now.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah, he's a talented kid.
Again, another very talented kid. Absolutely. We actually pulled into a Jiffy Lube at the same time one time. And
sounds like the setup for a joke.
There should be a punchline here, but we're both getting our oils changed in our cars at the same time. And it was after he had left GY and gone on to TV, because he kind of interned, I guess, at GY, radio. And then he goes over to the TV, and it's a few months that, you know, he's got under his belt. And all of a sudden, I look over and I say, hey, Mike, you look like you're doing just fine at Channel 6. And that's the last time I saw him, and we've caught up online a couple of times since then. But no, he's doing very well for himself as well.
Good guy.
So the TV versus the radio side, did you lean one way or the other? I mean, once you got your face on TV, did you think, this is more fun, or was that something that...
Here's my... When people ask me, do you miss TV?
Mm-hmm.
My answer is always, 100%, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I miss radio in the 70s.
There you go.
That's where my heart is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you and me both, yeah, to be honest with you, yeah.
I really... And even, I mean, even into the 90s, I mean, I liked it, but it's just, I miss radio.
Yeah, yeah. I had a fun few years volunteering and then working at WMHT. And the first thing I learned was you had to be very friendly with everybody behind the scenes because they could make or break you. On the radio, it was if it was a combo, like it, I never worked with an engineer. It was always a combo thing where I'm running the controls and doing the speaking and the entertaining, hopefully. It's all up to me. And if I screwed up, then it's my fault. But if all of a sudden they decide, well, this guy's been a real pain in the ass, we're not going to, we're going to shoot him from the waist down from now on or whatever, I realized you got to be friends with the cameraman and the director and all those guys because the audio guy, you don't want your mic cutting out in the middle of things, Exactly. So I learned that lesson very early. And luckily the folks at 17 were easy to like and get to know. And we had some fun over there, but, that's pretty cool. So TV and radio star. And then now tell us how it came to a change in the direction for you, the whole Stewart story. How did that happen?
I guess I filled that quota.
Okay.
Mornings, yeah. I mean, my kids were growing up.
Yeah.
I was doing my last 5 years, I think, of TV. I was also, because I was interested in it, I got my real estate license.
Oh.
So I was doing TV in the morning, and then I'd go out and work commercial real estate in the afternoon for a broker in over on Wolf Road.
Okay.
And I'm not very pleasant to begin with. My wife will verify my kids and many of the people
meaning,
I work
meaning
with.
Meaning what?
I'm just, I can be just a grumpy.
Are you irascible?
I'm a gray, well, yes. Angry old man.
Not get quite, off of my lawn.
And sleep deprived, it was worse. And I just said, and you know what? I think I've hit the wall. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm enough. And I had met Gary Dake before.
Okay.
And one of the things I love about him is, if you're going to go to work for Stewart, you're going to earn your way there.
Mm-hmm.
So I called, but I called Gary and I said, I hear you're looking for a communications guy. He says, we are. And I said, well, I'd like to put my resume in. He goes, and you should. Here's who you should talk to.
Nice.
And he no entry. He just told me how to go like everybody else.
Yeah.
But it was perfect. But I worked there for 5 years, and it was marvelous. I learned a ton from him, from Bill Dake. I was able to do commercials and videos and things and explain why gas prices are going up and down and, do all that and run around with a guy in a cow costume. So
there you go.
And so in the meantime, I had a lot of my friends were going to work for the state.
Okay.
And so I threw my name in that. And one day they called and said, come work with us. And so that was cool. And it's. I guess I would credit part of going to work for New York that got me interested in voiceover.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Because that's the latest chapter, if you will, in your long and storied career or path. And anyway, let's back up a little bit. The Dake family. I've never heard a bad word about these folks. Good work. Good people to work for. And like you say, they're not going to cut you any slack. You've got to know your job, do your job, and it pays off because they share the profits with the folks that work there. And
I wasn't there long enough to be vested, but I left with a nice chunk of change at the end. And they make the company makes the contribution to that every year.
Yeah,
and people every year people that retire their millionaires based just on their retirement. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is very nice to see that and to have it happening locally in a company that's so well regarded. When I mentioned to some, I mentioned before we started recording here that I've started training for a new gig at the Albany International Airport. I'm going to be at the information desk.
Nice.
Along with an old friend of ours, Don Fields, who's working there part-time as well. It's just a part-time gig. And so I mentioned today that I was going to be interviewing interviewing you tonight, and I wasn't sure if this guy, I guess the woman I was with today, she was 80, and then the other guy that I'm with, I think he's a little younger than me. And when I mentioned Tom Maley, they both, you know, brightened right up. Oh, we remember Tom.
Stewart's your TV.
Well, interestingly, my immediate boss, the younger guy, said, didn't he go to Stewart's after his TV and radio thing? And I said, boy, you're good. You have a good memory. Yeah. So you made some impressions there, too.
I get a lot more Stewarts than TV anymore.
Yeah, and you didn't even have to put the cow costume on.
That's I did not. That was my deal with them.
You drew the line.
I helped make it with a company. I helped make, get them made. I bought two of them, and I said my deal is I never put it on.
Good stuff. Great stuff. So you get some state work now. You know, I've worked with a lot of part-timers in radio over the years that worked full-time for the state and were able to then indulge themselves and work, you know, for a radio station that, you know, paid a pittance. So so that was not a bad little gig. And you're still doing a little bit of that?
I still work full-time for the state.
Okay.
And that helps me do my other job, which is a part-time instead of radio. It's voice acting for audiobooks and things.
Now, and remind me what you said a couple of moments ago, how it was the Dakes that you think kind of set you up for somehow?
Well, I did a lot of stuff with them, but when I went to the state, I hadn't done a lot of longer videos.
Okay.
And the people that brought me in were people I knew from TV.
Okay.
And so I did a number of videos for events for then Governor Cuomo and some other folks, other agencies, and still do some of that. So I had a chance to do some longer stuff, some training things, and it kind of fueled the fires a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And now I'm happy to say, and hopefully we'll be able to put a few snippets in here, narration, audio book narration.
I looked at my watch. If it were anyone else, I'd have walked out the door by now. Yet 15 minutes after my scheduled lunch, I was still sitting at the table alone, drinking a glass of water, when Ireland St. James walked in. As she made her way toward me, she smiled. It caught me off guard when my heart started to pump faster. Unlike yesterday, and in the clips I'd watched today, her hair was pulled back into a slick ponytail. It showcased her high cheekbones and full lips, focusing attention on just her face. I stood and tried not to let her see how much her appearance affected me. "You're late." "I'm sorry. I was early, but when I walked out to my car, my tire was flat. I had to grab an Uber." I extended my hand. "Please sit." Ireland took her seat, and the waiter came right over. "May I get you something to drink?" I looked to Ireland. She smirked and unfolded her napkin. "I don't usually drink during the day, but since I'm unemployed, not driving, and he's paying, I'll have a glass of Merlot, please." I tried to contain my smile. "I'll just have a sparkling water." I glanced at Ireland. "Since I am gainfully employed."
And we're back to acting.
There you go.
It's a great opportunity, and there's a few folks around that do these in the area, and I talked to Mike Lenz and Randy McCartan, and kind of found my way, and who knew people would hire me.
Yeah, there you go. And you don't. And sometimes there can be some time between gigs and books and such. But they do seem to come back. I've got some steady customers, clients, if you will, from, we're going probably on 10 to 15 years on a couple of them.
They
come back almost, two, three times a year and say, "Got another project for you." And it's the longer form stuff. I've never gotten into, I did my own audiobook narration for my memoir a couple of years ago, but I've never done anybody else's book. And it doesn't attract me as much as, for some reason, a training type stuff. I'm doing webinars and training videos, educational video narration and that sort of thing. And for me, I found that to be fine. But you mentioned the acting part, because really when you're doing a good audiobook, you can act out the parts.
As the elevator door opened, Leo Kins looked again at the delivery slip taped to the top of the pizza carton. Apartment 1216, it read. He stepped into the hallway and turned to the left, without hesitation, without apprehension. clueless that he was walking to his death. Leo knew the building well, as he did most of the apartment complexes around DuPont Circle. To his eye, they were pretty much the same. Entrance lobbies, brightly lit. Floor hallways, just moderately. Tightly woven commercial carpeting with vague, almost indiscernible patterns. Inexpensive artwork, usually boring florals or abstract pastels, hanging in the hallways, in cheap, oversized frames, as predictable and original as the pizzas he couriered, in 30 minutes after order, guaranteed. He was sure he had been to apartment 1216 before, but the name on the customer slip was unfamiliar. Ruth Morgenthau. Probably a new tenant, he reasoned. They were always coming and going in this part of Washington. Most were government workers or professionals from the law firms or trade associations that lined the neighborhood. And there were many foreigners, too, working in the embassies. Interesting people who did interesting, maybe even important things.
My preference is nonfiction.
Okay.
Which the hard part with them is there's always going to be about 16 to 20 words built in these chapters that yeah. Merriam-Webster isn't getting you there. You got to dig.
Yeah.
You got to hit YouTube hard to find out how to say these things.
You do.
And then the publisher sends them back. You want to try that again?
Yeah, exactly. I'm waiting to hear back. I just did one on how to install and maintain HVAC-R systems, and there's some electronic terms and some other things. I did a medical one last year.
Ooh.
That was fun. And I did hear back from them and say, no, it's not this, it's this. And so, you do some lines over again or sometimes whole chapters. How about the time? Oh, this is a fun one for you. There was a training video I did, and one of the people that's mentioned in it is, Guy Jones, I guess was his last name. And so I'm reading, and I did a whole chapter where his name is mentioned probably, 15 times. And then I get a call a few days later saying, no, we're Canadian. It's pronounced Gee. Oh, no. I had to go back and do the whole bunch over again because I didn't think to ask, how does this guy pronounce his name? Pardon the pun.
I know.
But But
that's a riot.
Fun stuff. Fun stuff. You just, and maybe not as many fun stories, voice acting versus radio, but still plenty to share with folks.
Yeah. Well, that's because you were, I'm not speaking for you, but for me, I'm the only knucklehead in the studio. In radio, there was always other guys.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yep. But it's fun. You find it rewarding?
I do. I enjoy it a lot. Yeah. It's I spend a number of hours doing it. Books take a while, mm-hmm. but I do find it rewarding, and I find it relaxing and fun, and
good.
Makes me want to do more.
Yeah. Now, again, not having done anybody's book besides my own, which is, by the way, is called I'll Have to Ask My Mom, and it's available on Audible and Amazon.com.
Nice.
Got to get the plug in. Are there deadlines that you have to meet?
Especially a lot of what I do now are for different publishers, and so they give you a deadline of when they want it done.
Mm-hmm.
But they're usually pretty generous, and if your wheels fall off for some reason, you can reach out and usually get a week or two.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
And so that you finish it on time. If you finish early, they love you.
Sure. Here's the old trick that I learned many, many years ago, and that is under promise, over deliver. So when I tell them I'll have it to them by Friday, I know that I can easily get it done by Wednesday. And so Wednesday or Thursday, they get it. And it just leaves a better taste in their mouth, obviously.
Smart.
Yeah, my deadlines aren't quite as hard. Most people say, if you can get to this in the next couple of weeks, we've got a little leeway. But for the most part, I kind of wondered how it worked on the audiobook side.
The golden grail is commercial work,
because
you can do a couple of commercials and you can make what one book in 4 weeks of your life take.
That's true.
You don't become a father the day your child is born, but with every experience shared, lesson learned, or smile to follow, that is when you become a father. So here's to all you dads out there, raising the next generation of explorers. Because without you showing the path, there would be no adventure. Thanks for bringing us along.
Yeah. I have a 16-hour book on Abraham Lincoln and his re-election campaign, and that was a handful.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Fun to read.
Yeah, and you know, I'm learning things along the way.
Absolutely.
Of course, my wife says, well, that means you can put in an air conditioning system in our house. And I said, no, I read it. I don't learn it. You know, it's like when I'd come home after being on the radio and she'd say, what's the weather forecast? I don't know. I just read it. I'm not memorizing it. I'm not listening to myself.
Five times an hour. But exactly. I still don't know what it is.
I still don't know what the weather's going to be. Haven't we all done it? Absolutely.
That's crazy. A riot.
Crazy. So life is treating you well.
Life is good, and I'm happy. We're in a good place. The family's happy, and so you know, it's a win. Sometimes it ends that way.
Well, let's hope there's a lot more ahead. Absolutely. Obviously, as I mentioned, as we kind of alluded to earlier, you're a little younger than some of the others I've interviewed over the last few months here, but. You fit right in here. A lot of folks are going to obviously look at the name and go, oh, my gosh, I haven't thought about him in a while.
What's his name?
Yeah, it's what's his name. Let's hear what his career was.
I wonder if he has hair still. He does not.
Luckily, you know, you could lie just now because, you know, I don't even take a picture of the people I'm interviewing. I've had people say, well, how come it's just, you know, your photo every time you put a new one of these out? And I say, because it's radio we're talking about for the most part. And I said, you didn't know what we looked like.
That's right.
You still don't need to know what we look like.
That was part of the mystery.
It really was. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, sometimes you got your dates when you really didn't deserve any, you know, I mean, you know, because they don't know how good or bad you look.
Absolutely.
You know, but your voice sounds nice, you know, so.
Never good when you show up and they go, ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Not quite what I expected.
It's awkward.
It's happened again to all of us. But, well, Tom, this is terrific. I thank you so much for this. I'm a little disappointed we can't hear you and Bob McDougal going at it from the 1980s. Into the
90s. We did.
But, and you did. You did. Maybe I should get in touch with him and see if he's got anything in his, catalog.
He's doing a lot of voice work, too.
Yes, he is. Yeah. He's out. West Coast?
Either Florida or California. I mean, I can't remember. I've swapped messages with him every now and then.
You know what? I think you're right. I think he is Florida.
Yeah,
I think at one time he was California, but I think he is Florida now. Yeah. Well, maybe I'll have to get in touch and see if he's got anything that we can surprise you with when you hear this go up online. But you are going to send me some clips so I can you know, by now you will have already heard them from some of these audiobooks you've done.
Yeah,
all right, excellent. And I wish you continued success.
And you as well. Thank you so much for having me. This is a joy.
A blast seeing you again. And let's not make it so long in between. You got to get to one of our lunches. If not lunches, because I know the state's not going to give you 2 hours off for lunch. But we do an evening gathering usually in the summer. So hopefully we'll get you out here and
it work because what a group you gather. Holy cow.
We do have some fun.
I'm going to wear a helmet just in case.
maybe
a seat belt.
You probably should. And maybe a face mask and you know, all that stuff just in case. You know, you just never know. With some of these guys we've worked with, you know, how they're going to remember you.
Always good until it isn't, as a former radio boss of mine always said.
Take care and stay healthy, okay?
Enjoy. Thank you, Warren.
Radio Split Ranch.
Another true gentleman of our profession. Thank you, Tom, for sharing your memories with us. The last time I actually saw Tom before this interview, I was driving home from doing some production at the iHeart Albany Studios in Latham one day, about 10-15 years ago, I think. And there was Tom standing outside a newly reopened Stewart's shop at the corner of Vly and Route 7. He's welcoming customers, standing next to, I think, a mascot of the store. I stepped on the brakes, pulled into the parking lot to say hi. Of course, this was well after his broadcasting days, but we picked up right where we left off, and we've kept in touch ever since. Okay, let's continue our running count of how many stations each of our guests have graced during their careers. Tom made stops at a total of 9 radio and TV stations in his storied career, and that brings our count to 234 different call letters at which our 23 guests have worked. That puts Tom just a tad below average, only in the number of stations he's worked at, of course. If you've got some thoughts on what we do here every month, maybe some suggestions for the Radio Split Ranch, people you'd like me to talk to, I'd love to hear about them. Just drop me an email at wgarling@aol.com or leave your comments on my podcast site through podbean.com. Well, it only makes sense that we end this week's gathering with an air check of the one and, thank God, only Chris Warren, while he worked with Tom Maley at WGY-FM back when it was known as Oldies 99.5 FM. Let's go back to the summer of 1992, August 22nd to be exact. Hope you enjoy the time travel and you'll join us again next month at the Split Ranch. In the meantime, don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.
Oldies 99.5 FM, all oldies all the time. Good morning, 6:06 Saturday morning. What a weekend ahead of us. Finally, the weatherman woke up, said, gee, you know, it is summer. Maybe we should be high in the 80s, you know? We're going to do it today at Oldies 99.5.
73.
Whoa! Set Oldies 99.5 on all your radios at home for good times and great oldies on Oldies 99.5 FM. Oldies 99.5 FM, all oldies all the time. Good Saturday morning, I'm Chris Warren, 20 after 6. And here's the Oldies 99.5 advanced radar weather. What a weekend. Sunshine, just a few clouds today. Warm, high near 83. Mostly clear overnight, low 52. And then tomorrow, Sunday, even nicer. Warm sunshine and 86 degrees. All right. Right now, clear and 50 as sun is coming up at Oldies 99.5. Also coming up, Johnny Angel, that's Shelley Fabre's big hit from 1962. The Eagles with their peaceful, easy feeling. And we're going to follow the Beatles. Actually, they're following the sun. Next at Oldies 99.5 FM. The Capital District station for all oldies all the time is Oldies 99.5 FM. Oldies 99.5 FM, all oldies all the time. It's a Saturday morning, so it must be Chris Warren. There's Shelley Fabre going back to 1962. How are you? Got sunshine and 50 degrees. We're heading toward 83 with sunshine today. You can actually, yes, you can. You can actually wash your car and have the shine last for a couple of days, it looks like anyway. I'm Chris Warren. I know you probably expected my wife and kids to be here at the microphone this morning. It's the in thing to do, but I think we'll just leave that up to the Republicans. And anyway, I don't have a grandson who's rescued a third world country. So what would we talk about? Got the foundations coming up, Chicago as well, and Herman's Hermits in that wonderful world coming up next at Oldies 99.5 FM. Oldies 99.5 FM with the Supremes. Beach Boys at Oldies 99.5 FM. Join Oldies 99.5's Tom Maley. He's at Rotterdam Square Mall today from noon till 3 with Oldies 99.5 FM. Good morning. Oldies 99.5 FM, a Saturday morning with Chris. Just kind of hanging around, checking out the weather. Nice. Sunshine, few clouds today, warm. High near 83. Best weekend we've had in a long time. We might be going back to like last summer, you know, to compare here. Here's Oldies 99.5 reminder that if you want a say in, how the country is run, you have to vote. Simple as that. And before you vote, you have to register. You can pick up registration forms at your town hall, the post office, board of elections, political party offices, or the League of Women Voters. For more information, you can call us right here at 346-9999. In touch with the Capital District, we're Oldies 99.5.
Most
Oldies 99.5 FM, all oldies all the time. 7:07 Saturday morning. I'm Chris. I'm just clapping my hands together because it is such a nice Saturday. 50 degrees, heading toward 83 with sunshine. Here's Steeler's Wheel at Oldies 99.5. Oldies 99.5 is your official weekend radio station. You can sing along with every song on Oldies 99.5 FM. Oldies 99.5 FM, all oldies all the time. Saturday morning, 7:21. I'm Chris Warren, and boy, have I got good news for you in the fact that the Oldies 99.5 advanced radar weather is better than any weekend I can remember in a while. Sunshine, a few clouds today, warm with a high near 83. Mostly clear overnight, low 52. Sunny and warm tomorrow, high 86. Get the swimming suit out, please. Right now, 51, sunshine at Oldies 99.5 FM with the Beatles standing by along with Harper's Bazaar. And a little bit of soul from the Music Explosion is next at Oldies 99.5 FM.
It's back.
The Capital District radio station for all oldies all the time is Oldies 99.5 FM. Oldies, 99.5 FM. All oldies all the time. Beatles, Dave Tripper, 1966. Saturday morning with Chris Warren, and happy birthday is going out to Ray Bradbury, the author. He's 72 today. Rhoda, Valerie Harper, is 52 this date. Shirley of Laverne and Shirley, member Cindy Williams, she's 44. And who else we got here? General Norman Schwarzkopf, yes sir, is 59 today. And hearty congratulations and happy birthdays to a couple of singers. Got from the Belmonts, Dion and the Belmonts, Fred Milano is 53 today. And we started the hour this hour with the Archies doing Sugar Sugar. Ron Dante, the voice behind the Archies, turns 47 today. Happy birthday to you if you're celebrating as well. I'm not. That happened about 3-4 weeks ago, and we're not going to talk about it anymore because it was, you know, over the hill time here. Got the Rolling Stones coming up. Time is on my side. Sure, sure. Catch Us If You Can from the Dave Clark Five also standing by. And the Rascals are next. They've been lonely too long, so we're going to get right to them at Oldies 99.5 FM. Oldies 99.5 FM, all oldies all the time. Just a perfect weekend coming up weather-wise. Get out and enjoy. Altamont Fair is underway for a couple more days. And plenty more things to do. Stay right here. We'll tell you all about them. At Oldies 99.5 FM. It's too late to turn back now. Oldies 99.5 FM takes your request tonight on Solid Gold Saturday night. Starts at 7 o'clock from Oldies 99.5 FM. Stones at Oldies 99.5 FM. All oldies all the time. How are you? It's a Saturday morning. You can roll over and go back to sleep, but look what you'll miss. Sunshine, few clouds today. Warm, high near 83. Already sunny and 51 at Oldies 99.5. Reminding you, washing your car can be your way to fight leukemia. Just get your car washed Sunday afternoon, August 30th at the Malta Getty Station on Route 9. All car wash proceeds will benefit the Capital District Chapter of the Leukemia Society. For more information, call us at 346-9999. In touch with the Capital District. We're Oldies 99.5. Oldies 99.5 FM, all oldies all the time. Well, you've waited all week for it, and here it is. It's the weekend. No, not Chris Warren. No, it's the weekend. Yes, 8:08, Saturday morning. And yes, I am Chris Warren, and my mother's proud of it, too. I like that. Here's the main ingredient. Everybody plays the fool at Oldies 99.5.
Okay, so your heart breaks down.
Oldies 99.5 FM, that's us. When you hear oldies on the radio, you're listening to Oldies 99.5 FM. Oldies 99.5 FM, all oldies all the time. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, a good Saturday morning to you. I'm Chris Warren, and if I got a forecast for you, here's the Oldies 99.5 FM advanced radar weather. Sunshine, a few clouds today, warm, high near 83, mostly clear overnight, low 52, real pleasant. And then tomorrow, a sunny and warm one again, a high of 86. I know, hard to believe, but it's true. It's right here in pink and black, don't ask. Sunny and 51 now at Oldies 99.5. Buddy Holly standing by. Paul Simon reunited with his mother and child shortly. And got to get you into the Beatles' life next at Oldies 99.5 FM. The Capital District radio station for all oldies all the time is Oldies 99.5 FM. Oldies 99.5 FM, all oldies all the time. Buddy Holly, of course. Peggy Sue, Saturday morning with Chris. It's 8:35. How are you this morning? Just getting up. We got a sunshiny day, a sunshiny weekend, in fact, although it will be dark tonight. Don't worry about that. On this date in history, back in 1741, it says here, Handel began working on the Messiah. And I have this question. How do we know this? I mean, did he yell to his wife as he was, you know, leaving the room, honey, I'm going to the family room. I'm going to start working on the Messiah now. I mean, how do we know that this was the day? Well, anyway, that's what they say here. And 56 years ago today, on this date in 1936, the BBC began regular TV transmissions. Some of the irregular shows that they now have on British TV are on Channel 17 tonight. You know, some of the British comedies that public TV plays. And I just mentioned that because I'll be over there hosting and helping out during their membership drive this evening. If you get a chance, tune us in. It should be fun. Channel 17, probably a little before 8 o'clock and right on through the evening. And I know you'll turn down the comedies and turn up the TV when I come on, right? Right. Coming up, some great music from a couple of one-hit wonders. First of all, the Eagles, they had more than one hit when they were together. But the Outsiders, remember them? They had one big hit. And Every Mother's Son is next at Oldies 99.5.
Summertime.
Oldies 99.5 FM, all oldies all the time. 8:40 on a Saturday morning. My name is Chris Warren, and you know these guys here. They need no introduction. Diana Ross and the Supremes. So what do? I introduce them.
Mm-hmm.
listen to Oldies 99.5 all day for one great oldie after another on Oldies 99.5 FM. Outsiders at Oldies 99.5 FM, and outside is where you're going to want to be today. Yeah, sunshine and very few clouds, really warm, and a high near 83. Not bad. 51 in sunshine now. Oldies 99.5 reminds you the American Lung Association Bike Trek is coming up the weekend of September 19th. Certified allergy consultants at Oldies 99.5 invite you to fight lung disease by biking from Saratoga Springs to Lake George with a chance to enjoy the Adirondack Balloon Festival along the way. For more information, call us at 346-9999. In touch with the Capital District, we're Oldies 99.5. Oldies 99.5 FM, all oldies all the time, 906, Saturday morning with Chris and Frida Payne on your radio.
This is great balls of fire!
Join Oldies 99.5's Tom Maley at Rotterdam Square Mall. He'll be there today from noon till 3 with Oldies 99.5 FM. Oldies 99.5 FM, all oldies all the time. It's a Saturday morning. Trust you're feeling well. This will make you smile. Oldies 99.5 Advanced Radar weather, sunshine with just a few clouds today. Warm and a high near 83. Mostly clear tonight, low 52. And if that's not enough, how about a sunny Sunday? Warm with a high of 86. Right now, make it 63 and sunshine at Oldies 99.5 with the Beatles standing by, Chad and Jeremy too, and the Lovin' Spoonful are next at Oldies 99.5 FM.
Now pitching for New York.
The Capital District radio station for all oldies all the time is Oldies 99.5 FM.
Yeah!
Oldies 99.5 FM, all oldies all the time. Beatles, and from 1964, where, on this very date in 1964, that's 28 years ago. I know you've been using all your fingers and you can't figure that out. The Beatles played the Hollywood Bowl, singing that song, amongst others. I don't know if you could hear them over the crowd, but anyway, they were there. Also on this date, back in 1968, Beatle news, Cynthia Lennon filed for divorce from John on this date. And also in music history, 4 years ago today, in 1988, Stevie Wonder announced that he would definitely run for mayor of Detroit in 1992. Now, I haven't heard any more on that. Perhaps you know, and you can let me know, but I haven't heard anything more on that. And a very important date right here. In 1906, on this date, the first phonograph, the Victrola, with an enclosed horn in the cabinet, that was manufactured for sale on this date in 1906 for $200. And you can see where we've come since then. You can now buy a CD Walkman for about the same price. Very interesting. I don't think the Victrola was portable at the time, no. Neil Diamond's coming up along with Tommy James and the Shondells. And Martha and the Vandellas are next. They have nowhere to run at Oldies 99.5 FM.
In August.
Oldies 99.5 FM, all oldies all the time. There's Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. And here's some guys that I think had one of the best albums of 1970. Simon and Garfunkel, Cecilia at Oldies 99.5 FM. Let Oldies 99.5 put some fun in your weekend. Wherever you go, take along Oldies 99.5 FM. Oldies 99.5 FM, all oldies all the time. Saturday morning must be Chris Warren for another couple of moments. Jim Nichols standing by. Here's the Oldies 99.5 Advanced Radar weather. Very briefly, sunshine. It'll be dark tonight, but sunshine for the daytime anyway. And a high 83 today, 86 tomorrow. Not bad at all. Oldies 99.5 reminds you the Schenectady County Multiple Sclerosis Self-Help Group meets every Tuesday morning at Sunnyview Hospital on Belmont Avenue in Schenectady. The meetings start at 9:30. For more information, call us here at 346-9999. In touch with the Capital District. We're Oldies 99.5. I'm out of here. We'll catch you tonight on Channel 17. And again next Saturday morning right here at Oldies 99.5 FM.
Introducing.